Sunday morning, he shows up and gets the shit on late.
He was a big shot.
Keep on walking.
She'll take it down later.
She would. I'll take it down later.
No, I don't know what it is.
Blueberry.
Are you guys planning on taking it back?
Sorry.
Was there another one?
Yeah, it was the first graduate high school.
It's part of the basketball team.
Oh, yeah. For you.
Thank you.
Chazik.
Okay, I'll talk about, there's a shaila, what a person do if, let's say, he's got to eat on Tisha B'Av. Somebody's a chayle, whatever, and he's got to eat. And he's going to be making havdol. So, should he already, a chayle is allowed to eat meat and wine during the 9 days. So, should he already make havdolah on wine? Because it's like the 9 days, and he's somebody who needs to eat anyways. So he should already make havdolah on wine. Or if it's Tisha B'Av, he's making havdolah mamash on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is worse than the 9 days. Why? The svara is because really the whole thing of 9 days is a minute. There's no, we happened to mention that Shulchan Aruch the other week that said, let's say he has a minhag to not eat meat during the 9 days. It's not in the Gemara or anything. The only Gemara is about the Suda Mafsekes. That's the Gemara with the Mishnah. That by the Suda Mafsekes, a person is mamish usur to eat meat and wine. So, how about Tisha B'Av? I mean, obviously the Gemara isn't going to talk about it because normally he doesn't eat. But is Tisha B'Av part of the Isser of the Gemara? And then, obviously, we're not going to tell the chayil to do that. Or is the whole Isser in the Gemara only the Suda Mafsekes? And then Tisha B'Av is like the 9 days. And since this person's a chayil and he's allowed to eat meat and wine during the 9 days, Tisha B'Av is the 9 days for him. That's the shayil. So the Briskerov, he used to say that the person should make Abdullah on wine because Tisha B'Av is just the same as the 9 days. It's nothing special. It's the same as the 6th day and 7th day. And whoever could eat meat and wine on any of those days, there's no difference. He could eat wine on Tisha B'Av too. So if it's Havdalah, he can make it on wine. And the Kaf HaChaim says no. The Kaf HaChaim says that if he's making Havdalah, he should make sure not to drink wine because it's mamish also to drink wine on Tisha B'Av. No, but I guess he was saying that nerds, the person's sick, so he needs gesund. You're asking, like, how about if it's just for Abdullah? About what? You're talking about, you mean if he's, yeah, that was a sekans nefasha type of chayla, right? Meaning for Yom Kippur. He said that he could eat anything already. Yeah, I hear. I don't know exactly over here. Uh-huh. So you mean, so that's called he needs it to eat. Okay.
But does he have to make it on one?
I hear. Okay, you're talking about like if there's no reason why he should drink wine for Havdalah at least, just because he's sick.
As long as I have Havdalah during the 9 days, or he doesn't need the meat and wine, the doctor says he does. It's not
right,
necessary.
then there's no reason he should. So, right,
the chayla should eat by shudim afsekes meat.
That's for sure, because
right.
That's iser from the Gemara.
Right.
Right.
Even he's a chayla and he
right.
has a patur, but
I guess what he's basically what he's saying. I guess what the Briscoe is saying like this: that during the 9 days, to make Havdalah on wine is not such a chomer thing in the first place, because it's right. Some people even do make Havdalah on wine, so I guess that's what he was probably saying. So this person is going to make Havdalah. He can make it on wine because he held that even Stamazoy in the 9 days, he could make Havdalah on wine.
Maybe that's all he has.
Then for sure. Okay.
Would this be a shiloh that's here? That's all he has. Is he better off?
Okay, let's say like that. So, I think the Briskov really held. I think he himself made Havdalah on wine in the 90s. That right. Okay, so that, I think that's basically what really they're talking about. Right. So therefore, that's the issue. So that's probably what the Briskov was saying. So Mimela, this is the 9 days. So. Go ahead, make Havdalah wine just like any other 9 days. The Kaf HaChaim is saying this is not 9 days. This is a whole different madriga. This is not a minig. This is an Isser Medina de Gemara that a person can't drink wine on Tisha B'Av. Kal v'chomer from Sudam HaPsekis. So, Mimele, you can't do it. Can't do it. Okay, that's the machlokes. So, now I want to explain the background of the machlokes. In other words, basically, do you learn a Kal v'chomer from Sudam HaPsekis to Tisha B'Av? Which is what the Kaf HaChaim seems to be doing. Or do you say that it's just Surah Mafsekis and then Tisha B'Av is back to the 9 days again? Okay, so now this has to do with the Briskov himself has a piece in his Sefer about this. And that's where this whole Mahalach comes from. The Hainu Azoy. There is a Mishnah in the end of Tainis which talks about the Halachas of Tisha B'Av over there. And it says, it starts talking about the Surah Mafsekes. It says, Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yoichal Basar, V'lo Yishtayayin, which is talking about the Surah Mafsekes. Then it has Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Oimer Yeshane. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, you don't have to totally abstain from the meat and wine. You're Meshane. If he eats a litra, he should eat a half a litra. If he drinks five kaisis, he should drink half of the amount. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Bichfias Hamita. Rabbi Yehuda said that the person has to turn over the beds in the house. Like an oval. Because in those days, as they state in the Rambam, you know, that brings the Gemara, they had to turn all the beds over in the house. Taisha says, we don't do this anymore because Goyim used to say it's kshofim, and so they stopped it because of Sakana from the Goyim. But really, the din was that all they had to turn all over the beds. So Rabbi Yehuda was mechayiv in the kfiyas hamita. V'loy hoidu l'chachamim. The Chum didn't agree on Tisha B'Av, we don't do that. So the Briskov has a poshet pshat question. Mamash, like for fourth grade. What did it mean when it said Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv b'kfiyas hamita v'chachamim lechachamim? Are you talking about by the Suda? Are we still on the Suda Mafsekis anymore? Because the Mishnah was talking about the Suda Mafsekis until now. Don't eat the meat and the wine and Yeshane. And Rabbi Huda is talking about that, or it's when they start the Sudam HaFsekes, they turn all over the beds, and the Chachamim said, no, you don't. Or now we're on Tisha B'Av. Or we switched subjects. Now we're on Tisha B'Av. Yeah? Mamish, like, good Shiloh for fourth grade. So the Briskerov says that he has a raya from the Yerushalmi. It's not so easy to find the answer. Because the Yerushalmi says, Taka, Rabbi Yehuda zok gut. What and why do the Rabbanan say not? So the Yerushalmi answers, also, let's say, I think I brought the Lushan. Yeah, Yosam Rabbi Yehuda. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda say good my time with the Rabbanan? So the Rabbanan answered back, also, kemi shemeisoi muta lefonov. because they made it like when the mace is mutalafanav, eino loike festimitasai, and at that time when it's mace mutalafanav, he doesn't turn over the bed, velo yishan al gabi mitat kfuya, and he doesn't sleep on the mitat kfuya. That's what the Rabbanan said back. Okay, and this is brought in the Rif. The Rif brings us Yerushalm. So, what exactly is the answer? What's going on over here? So, the Briskrov is Masber Behekdeim, that we got to go into this whole thing about a Oinin and a Ov. Okay, now, so this is what's the story. It's a Machlekes Rishainim, how we deal with a Oinin and a Ov. The Rambam says, which is probably the more Yadua idea, that a oinin is nishkenovel and a ovel is nishkenoinin. It's zwei besunder zachen. And a oinin basically has one thing he can't do. He's not allowed to eat meat and wine, which is a gemar. That a oinin, but he's not an ovel. He wears shoes. The Rambam has this 10 things for a ovel. Rechitza, sicha, tashiv shamita, tachboises, taspoires. All the other things too, the Shela Shalom, Divrei Torah, none of these, Oine is not involved in any of these things. He just has a din, Aser Basin Yai, after the Kvura, then he turns into an Ovel. Now the Rambam says that Avelis is derisive for one day, and Midrabanan it's for six more days, it's for 7 days altogether. That's how the Shita of the Rambam is. So the Ramban says to the Rambam, I don't understand how you could say that. Where is the source for Avelis in the Torah? So the Rambam himself says the source is because it said when Aaron lost his two sons, right, that he can't eat Korbanos today. So you see that he's in an Avelis, and that's since he's in Avelis. He said, now we know that that's the din that Oinein can't eat Korbanos. And that's before he's buried. So if the source of Avelis comes from there, then it should start immediately right away, not after Kvura. So he says, therefore, I can't agree with the Rambam. And he says, I hold that really, be'ikr, there is no two parts. The truth is that Avelis starts the minute there's a somebody who has nifter. It's Avelis that minute. And it's midaraisa. And really, all the things the Ramban says, like Tachboises and Taspoires and Rechitza and Sicha, and all these things begin the minute the person's nifter. He says, so why do we see, Lamashal, that they wear shoes? Einan wears shoes. He says, that's a Zaita Gezach. That's just because the guy's going to have to bury this person. He needs to wear shoes. Adaft needs shoes. And they used to have atifa soroish, but they cover the head. He can't, same thing. He can't do that now. He's busy going places, doing things. And mimela, all the things are like exceptions. That they were matir, this and this, the tzoyrich. But really, he's oval right away. That's what the... He said, befer, shrechitza and chsicha is us immediately. Right, immediately.
Just those four.
He says four things: sandal, atifas aroish, kfiyas hamita, and malacha. Where hutar and everything else is really a oval. And then he goes in and he says that they didn't matter the derises, but these things are not mamish the derises because the derises are like the rechitza and the sicha, because those are he calls idunim. That's like pleasure. And that's really the Isser Deraisa for an Ovel. The not wearing the shoe is has its Tsar Yaseira. That's a Derbonen Hoysof. So since it's needed, they allowed it. Okay, that's the Rambam's understanding how it works. Okay, and the Rambam, he says, no, the whole Avelis begins once there's a Kavur. Mela Nafkamina is vast. The Rambam holds he can take a haircut. I mean, maybe it's crazy, but he could. He could take a haircut when he's oinin. He could take a shower. He could do everything. There's no avelis now. The only thing is aser b'basar v'yayin. Okay, so basically what comes out is according to the Rambam, there's mamish like two totally different stages. There's oinin and avel, and according to Ramban, he's really avel right away with some etayrin. That's the Ramban. Okay, so now the Briskrov explains Lefi the Rambam's there. he totally goes with the Rambam's there. He doesn't go with the Ramban too much. So he says, according to the Rambam, what we need to figure out is how do we treat Suda Mafsekis? That's what the Yerushalmi is trying to do. Do we say he's Avelis now? What's he doing by the Suda Mafsekis? Or is he a Oinen now? So that was the Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbana. That's how he explained. That was Mamash the Machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda said, he's an Oval. He's an Oval right now. So Mameli has to turn over the beds like an Oval. And the Rabbana said, no. Because the Lashon actually is, right, by the story in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, Doime Kemisha Meisoi Muto Lefanav, that when it was Sudat Mafsekas, it was like an Oine. So Memela, Oine doesn't turn the beds over. It's Mufurish in the Gemara, that's only after the Kavur. That's part of the Avelis.
Can you be an Oine and an Avelis at the same time?
Well, usually not. Usually not. Usually Oine is till burial.
Right, and then, I'm saying according to the ones who hold that Avelis start right away.
So maybe here he could be maybe like both together.
Right.
Maybe. I hear, maybe. Remember, so the Rabbanu were saying he's only Oinen, and Memele, he doesn't have to turn over the beds, where Rabbi Yehuda was saying he's a Oval. And he wants to explain something with this. He says that there's actually another Machloikis brought in the Braisa in Tainus. Is it mutter to do rechitza and sicha by the Suda Mafsekis? So the Tana Kama paskins its usur, and the Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yose, I think it is materit. So the Rif is materit. So the Ramban says, I don't think that follows the way of psak. We usually go with the Tana Kama as like stam, and we should usur it. And so he argues. He says it's usur. Chitz and sicha is usur. So what's taka pshat? So zok the briskrov is very gishmak because the Rif holds like the Ramba. Memela, he learned that the machloikis about the rechitza and sicha and the machloikis of the mita is the same thing, because it's all the same idea: is he a avol or is he a einin? It's the same machloikis. Memela, who the one who says they turn over the bed, would say to do isur rechitza and sicha too. The one who the chachamim say that you don't turn over the bed because he's a einin would allow the rechitza and the sicha. And the Gemara paskins beferish, the halacha is we don't turn over the bed. So memela we paskin he's oinen. Memela we also say that he can do the rechitz and the sicha. That's, and he says if you look carefully in the Lashon HaRif, it's hinted, this whole shtickle is hinted in the Rif, because when the Rif writes that there's no kfiyas amita, he writes because there's no avelis, which he's like hinting. Therefore, there's no avelis. He's oinen, and Memele, he could have rechitza, he could have sicha. And he said, and why didn't the Ramban agree with this? Because the Ramban is going lishitasei. The Ramban says oinen can't do rechitza and sicha either. So Memele, they're not connected. Because, fine, the Gemara says that he's oinen, and he doesn't turn over the bed. But nevertheless, the halacha is that he can't do rechitza and sicha, because the Ramban holds that oinen himself is also rechitza and sicha. Fine. So that is how he explains the whole Yerushalmi. And he says, based on this, we know Tapashit Pshat in the words of the Mishnah. When it says in the Mishnah that the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda argued about turning over the bed, we had a question. Are we on Erev Tisha B'Av or are we on Tisha B'Av? So he says, you see from the Yerushalmi, we're on Erev Tisha B'Av. We're by the Suda Mafsekis, because the machlekes was, is Suda Mafsekis a Avol or a Oinin? There can't be a machlekes like that on Tisha B'Av. Everyone knows that on Tisha B'Av we're an Avol, because on Tisha B'Av we all do all the things of an Avol. Rechitza, Sicha, all the things, right? So there couldn't be a machlekes. There couldn't be a machlekes on Tisha B'Av, right? If you're an Avol or a Oinin. So therefore it's clear that the pshat is that the machlekes is Erev Tisha B'Av. Okay, that is how he learns the Mishnah. Now here I have to put in a very important kasha. This is my Shver's kasha. He says, if you follow this line of thinking, what should the din be on Tisha B'Av? about the beds. The chayra hakol moedim that there's kfiyas amita. The whole machlekes was erev Tisha B'av. What is he? Oh, ainin or avol? But when it's Tisha B'av, where he's definitely an avol, for sure it should be kfiyas amita. Open up a Rambam, and you will not find one word about that on Tisha B'av there's kfiyas amita. What's going on? That's one problem.
No, but what does it say in Hilchos Aveilos?
And he brings the whole thing there. Avol tzarich lech lichpas mitosai, the whole thing, sure.
You already know it.
But he wrote by Tisha B'av everything all over. He wrote Aser Berchitza, Besicha. He wrote every single thing all over. He didn't just write Ayin Be'avol. He wrote all the things down. So what happens? So, okay, that's one problem. And then there's a much worse problem. Because the whole Gemara on the Aflamet of the Beis becomes very schwer to read. Because it says in the Gemara that Rabbi Huda, he said, turn over the beds. The Chachamim said, don't. You don't have to. So the Chachamim said to Rabbi Huda, how can you say you should turn over the beds? What are all the Mu'ubaras and the Yeldas going to do? They can't say such a thing. And they can't turn over the beds and sleep on a... So that's what they said to the... That's what they said to Rabbi Huda. So, fine. So Rabbi Huda said, no, okay, if she can't, so she won't. Now, if you're going to say... About the Mubarais?
Yeah,
we don't find anything there. That's one of the other problems. Why hasn't this come up? Meaning, I'll say my kasha, then I'll say your kasha. If everyone agrees on Tisha B'Av, and the whole machlekes is for 15 minutes, Erev Tisha B'Av is vosfex to em akasha. What are they going to do for 15 minutes? And what are they going to do for 24 hours, according to yourself? Right? Whatever you say, I'll say. I'm adding 15 more minutes. That's the whole difference between you and me, right? Everyone is agreeing that on Tisha B'Av they're a novel, and Avada, we turn over the bed, no shine. What is the issue? By Surah HaMafsekes, is this also Avol, or this is only Oini? So he's also Avol. Well, say, turn over the beds at 6 o'clock instead of 6:30. So now you have a big kasha. Oh, according to you, what are all the Mubaris and the Yoldis going to do? And according to you, it's any different? Whatever you say, I'll say. Or, like, your kasha. And what is every Avelis do they do? Okay, so these are kashas. I'm not, that's a whole shir bifnei atzma, how to answer all these kashas. It's a hard kashas to figure out how to answer. But anyways, this is the way the Brisk Rav explains the Rambam. Now, the Vilna Goin already was Kodm. I always didn't know why the Brisk Rav doesn't mitzayin it. Already the Be'er HaGra already said this Shtikal Torah. It's in the Be'er HaGra, the whole piece that he says, L'chayra comes out, according to the Yerushalmi, that the whole machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon was only on Erev Tisha B'Av by the Surah Mafsekes. Because since they're arguing if he's a Avol or a Oinin, exactly the whole thing in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Tes says the same exact piece as the Brisk Rav. But now he says as follows. He says, if the Vilna Gaon is talking about the din about sitting on the ground, that we sit on Tisha B'Av on the floor. But the meaning is that we get up at Chatzos from the floor. Okay? So the Vilna Gaon says a very important rule. He says like this, you should know the rule of Chatzos. Anything which is a halacha never changes by Chatzos. Either it's the whole Tisha B'Av or not. All the things that we stop doing at noon shows it's a minhag. So he says, if we get up from the floor, that shows it must be a minhag. If it would be a din, then we would have to do it the whole Tisha B'Av. So he says, the emes is that the Yerushalmi holds that it's a din. Because when the Yerushalmi says that they don't turn over the beds, the Yerushalmi writes, don't turn over the beds, but don't sit on a chair. Sit on the ground. Why? Because he's like a oinin. Because he's like a oinin. And a oinin, it says in Shulchan Aruch and in Masechta Smachos, cannot sit on a chair, has to sit on the ground. So Bebeila the Yerushalmi says that we, the Rabbanan, say he's not an oval, he's just an oin. So therefore he doesn't turn over the beds, but Lamaisa he shouldn't sit on a chair. So he says like this. Now, that would mean what? That could only be Erev Tisha B'Av? Oh, so he says like this. He says, if you go like... This is what... let's first just keep the halacha straight. The Yerushalmi says like this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we turn over the beds because it's like a... According to the Rabbanon, we do not turn over the beds because he's like a Einin, but don't sit on a chair because he's a Einin. That's what it says. So Zok de Gra comes out that Yerushalmi paskined it as a halacha. They can't sit on a chair.
Don't
you're saying you're right. Oval also can't, but according to the Oval, it's even worse. He has to turn over the beds even more. Yeah, even though he's only a Einain, says the Yerushalmi, so he doesn't have to turn over the beds, but still, Im Kozeh, still he should sit on the floor and not sit on a chair. That's what it says in the Yerushalmi. Oh, so he says, why then do we say it's only a minhag? Why do we argue with the Yerushalmi? Why do we say... So he says the answer is like this. Because we can tell that the Talmud Bavli disagrees with this whole Yerushalmi. How do we see that it disagrees? Because the Talmud Yerushalmi said that it's talking about Oinein Oval. The machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is he a Oinein or is he an Oval? Mimeila. Rabbi Yehuda said, turn over the beds as an Oval. Rabbanan said, he's a Oinein, sit on the floor, but no turning over the beds. But according to that, the whole machloikis between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda is like for 20 minutes during the Sudam of Sekis. But no more than that. The Talmud Bavli obviously disagrees with the Talmud Yerushalmi, because since the Talmud Bavli said, what will the Yoldis do? What will the Mubaris do? He said, that's not a question. For 20 minutes, anybody could sit on the floor. That's not too shver from anybody. Obviously, the Talmud Bavli learned the machlekes totally different. It was a machlekes on Tisha B'Av for 24 hours. And the machlekes was totally different svar, because on Tisha B'Av, avada, it's an oval. There's no machlekes if it's an einin or an oval. Avada, it's an oval. Memela, what could the machlekes be? Something else totally. Rabbi Yehuda says, oval should turn over the beds. The Chacham just said, it's too shver. You can't make a gzera on the whole Klal Yisrael to turn over the beds, because then people that can't handle it, how are they going to sit? So we're not making it. We're not making the whole gzera.
Maybe that's a going back to the other question. It's possible, according to what the Gra is saying,
yeah,
that's a
cognitive... Oh, you mean that's how come it could be different aveils, because only one, it's not the whole Klal Yisrael. Oh, very good. I didn't think of that. That's good.
Why is it different than fasting? You guys are, and we exclude.
I guess that like what we have to do Medaf Mach and Tainus Tisha B'Av, but like to make more things, I guess I hear what you're asking, or maybe there's more people, maybe there's, could it be there's more people that can't sit on the floor than there are that can't fast? I think maybe the other way around, right? I don't know. I hear what you're asking. Al Kaponim, you see what the Gra did here? He just explained the whole thing. He said like this. It comes out that the Yerushalmi and the Bavli learn up the Machloikis in two different planets. According to the Talmud, and they're learning the Mishnah two different planets. According to the Yerushalmi, they're arguing for 20 minutes. What are we doing by the Sudam of Sekis? And they have a Lomdish and Machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda said the Sudam of Sekis is Avel, so we turn over the bed. The Rabbanan say Sudam of Sekis is a Einain, so we don't turn over the bed. According to the Bavli, no Shaykhs. The Machloikis is on Tisha B'Av. And Avada, it's Avelis. And Mimela, Rabbi Yehuda's Poshit, turn over the beds, it's Avelis. And the Chacham said, it's too shver. Too shver for Klal Yisrael. So Mimela, that's why it's only a minhag bias. Because since we go with the Talmud Bavli,
and the whole Indian is too shver, so it's too shver also to sit on the ground. The same thing. So Memela, we pass in like the Rabbanan. So Memela, we sit on a chair, Mikra Adin. Okay? So that's, so it comes out that according to the Vilna Goin, it's not as simple as how the Briskov just brought the Rishalmi. And he said that the Machloikis is about Erev Tisha B'Av. But the Gra brought in the Bavli. According to the Bavli, the Machloikis is on Tisha B'Av, and it's not a Lom Tisha Machloikis. It's just a Metzias Machloikis, if it's too shver or not too shver. And the Nafkamina is very big, that according to the Yerushalmi, it comes out that everyone agrees it's also to sit on a chair. The holy Machloikis is about turning over the beds, because it's a Lom Tisha Machloikis. According to the Bavli, the Machloikis is Metzias. If it's too shver, then if you paskin, no turning over the beds, you also sit on a chair also. Okay, that's the Vilna. Now, though, the Vilna goes weiter. And he says, Ad kan, I explained the whole Machloikis Shasin Bavli Nirushalmi Lefi the Rambam. But that's only Taka Lefi the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, it's obviously that the Bavli and Yerushalmi argue with each other. The Hainu, that the Yerushalmi learns the whole Machlekes is for 20 minutes, and the Bavli learns the whole Machlekes is on Tisha B'Av. Because the Yerushalmi said that they're arguing Oinin Oval, and the Bavli is saying they're arguing on Tisha B'Av itself. But according to the Ramban, the Bavli and Yerushalmi are Echadu. They agree with each other. How's that? Zok the Vilna Goin, both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are talking about Tisha B'Av proper, Lefi the Ramban. And they're arguing on the level of Tisha B'Av. The Hainu, the Rabbonin are saying the entire Tisha B'Av is a level of Oinin. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the level of Tisha B'Av is Oval. Meaning that they're all talking about Tisha B'Av. And the Machloikis is, how do you look at Tisha B'Av? Like Oinin or like Oval? Meaning what? Because according to the Ramban, Oinin and Oval are the same thing, really. They're all Oval. Just Oinin is a little more cow than Oval. They gave certain like little exemptions.
There's also a there's
meat. Oh, meat and wine. Yeah, meat and wine. Yeah, we'll get to that. That's true. But we're focusing really only on the kula part of it. Meaning the Rabbanan, it's enough to say that Klal Yisrael should do like the amount of avelus which a oinin does. Now the Gra says, how much is that? He says, a oinin only has the isurin. Don't put rechitza, no sticha. But the essays, like turning over the bed, or Atifa Saroy, she calls an essay, those two we don't put on the oinin. Only the isurim, because that's the ikr. The oval has added even the essays also. So the machloikis was, how strict did they make Tisha B'Av? Did they make it like the ikr avelis, which is just the isurim, the things you're not allowed to do? That's what we paskin, like the Rabbanan. And therefore, it's good enough to do asur bin nidal sasandal, asur bin all these things. But the essay of turning over the bed, that already we don't have to do. We're not that machmer on Tisha B'Av. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, full oval. Okay, so memela, there's no machlekes between the Baal and the Yerushalmi. That's according to the Ramban, because according to the Ramban, it's shayich to say that the entire Tisha B'Av is like a oinin. Because the Ramban is the one that says that a oinin is a oval, who can't do rechitza, sicha, shtia, all the things that we don't do on Tisha B'Av. So according to Ramban, there's no machlekes, which means that the goyin is machmer for this. He says, which means that lamaisa, according to the Ramban, we paskin like the Yerushalmi that it's a din not to sit on a chair on Tisha B'Av. And memela, we can't sit the whole Tisha B'Av on a chair. That's the din that came out of this whole, right? It's not just gansa pilpul, it's lamaisa. He says, according to the Ramban, there's no mekoyer to make a machlekes B'Av in Yerushalmi. Memela, if Yerushalmi says it's also to sit me din on a chair, there's no right that the Bavli argues. And Memela, it's Osir, and Memela, it's Osir the whole day. Okay?
How's the Rabban deal with
What about davening? Oh, yeah, but not... That's a different section of Anias. That's Isaac b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. Right? It's not like in Ardz even Alain, and if he's not Isaac, he davened. Yeah, that whole, like the Avelus part of the Anias. Okay, so what's coming out of this whole thing? Let's straighten out what's going on over here. According to the Rambam, Tisha B'Av is Avelus. There's no shayla. There's no choice. It's Avelus, and there's no machlekes about anything. No Rabbi Huda, no Rabbanan, no nothing. Very easy to remember. Just plain Avelus, and that's it. The whole machlekes between Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanan was Erev Tisha B'Av. How do you look at Erev Tisha B'Av, like a Einin or like a Nam? According to the Ramban, the machlokes is about the entire mahus of Tisha B'Av. That Rabbi Huda says it's not 100% machmer like a Avol. The Rabbanan say it's not 100% machmer like a Avol. They have the Isurim, like a, the Iker Avol, but not the essays, not the Kfiyas Amita, not the essays. And that's why they call it like Mesa Mutalafanav. They mean it's like the Ikar Avelis. Because the Ramban's understanding of Aninus is Ikar Avelis. Masha Enkein, Rabbi Huda said it's a full Avelis, even the essays also. So it's a machlaikas how far the Avelis of Tisha B'Av goes. All the way, that's Rabbi Huda, or just like the level of Mesa Mutalafanav. That's how the Ramban learns. Okay. So now, once we have all this straight, now we can go back to the original thing that we were talking about. We're talking about the iser to eat the meat and drink the wine. Okay? So, the Brisker Rav went with his shtickel tire, with the Rambam, and he said, what's the pshat that by the Suda Samafsekes, it's also to eat the meat and drink the wine? Teretz is, go back to what we were doing before. What is Sudas Mafsekes? Is it Oinein or is it Abel? So Rabbi Huda says it's Abel, and Rabbi Huda says, and the Rabbanan say it's Oinein. What is the din of meat and wine? The din of meat and wine is a Oinein is Aser and a Abel is Mutter. A Abel is allowed to eat meat and wine, but a Oinein can't. So that fits with the psak, because we paskin like the Rabbanon that Sudas Mafsekes is a oinin. Now that's a good question. Why does Rabbi? What would Rabbi Huda say about meat and wine by the Sudas Mafsekes? That's what you were saying could come in, because maybe Rabbi Huda holds both. That could be. I don't know.
But the Ramban also holds it's both. In other words, Ramban shita is that
Ramban holds
the oinin is that's an oval.
Yes, and that's really what oinin means. Oval.
With certain
kulas
and certain
fullness. Okay, very good.
In other words, it's one chaticha.
Yes.
Chaticha of Avelis, the beginning of Avelis, where it's Mesa Mutalafanav has unique characteristics.
Right.
Because the person has to bury
and
he's in Gaval the Gitzar because Mesa Mutalafanav is eating.
Right, meat and wine.
But it's always both.
Right. According to Ramban. But it's basically a beginning of Avelis, right? According to the Rambam, it's no Avelis, it's a different thing. So the Brisker Rav went with his shtickle, and he said like this. Comes out that this din, that it's usur to eat meat and wine by the Sudas Mafsekes, is because it's the stage of Aninus. But that stage is Erev Tisha B'Av. Once it's Tisha B'Av, it's switched to Avelis now. So the Isser of meat and wine doesn't have any Shaychus to Sudas Mafsekes. Doesn't have any... There's no connection to the Gemara. The Gemara never talked about that. The whole Gemara is only on Sudas Mafsekes. So based on his shtickle, he went and said, once it's Tisha B'Av, you can't apply the Gemara. Now it's Avelis. And Avelis is Mutter B'Avos V'Yayin. So of course it's 9 days. But it's the same as all the 9 days. Memela, if any makes Abdol on wine during the 9 days, make Abdol on wine on Tisha B'Av. However, the Kaf HaChaim, we'll soon see a proof to this, but the Kaf HaChaim was looking at it, no, I'm going with the Ramban. According to the Ramban, the inyan of Suda HaMafsekes, that we're calling it Meso Muta Lefanov, is really true on Tisha B'Av itself. Because the way we explained earlier is we paskin, according to Ramban, that the Machlik Sarbihud and the Ramban was on Tisha B'Av. And they argued how strict did they make Tisha B'Av. And Rabbi Yehuda said they made it all the way. Mamash Oval with the essays too. And the Rabbanan said, not that far. We're just going to make it like the level of Mesa Muta Lefanov. We're only going to make it the Iker Avelis. Okay. So then there's no difference between Suda HaMafsekes and Tisha B'Av. It's all Iker Avelis. So Mimela, if you can't drink the meat and the wine by Suda HaMafsekes, then you can't eat the meat and the wine on Tisha B'Av either. It's not two separate things. It's not pshat that on Erev Tisha B'Av it's aninus, and on Tisha B'Av it's avelus. It's aninus and avelus is really the same thing according to the Ramban. Just certain kulas. And over here, really, they made the kulas even on Tisha B'Av. They also said the essays are not applying. We paskin like the Rabban and the essays don't apply. So it's really the same thing the whole time. So Mimela, if it's aser meat and wine on Erev Tisha B'Av, it's also aser meat and wine on Tisha B'Av too. So now that we have that straight, we could go to the tour. The tour in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Beis, I think it is. Yeah. He has a question. He says, we know that Abel is allowed to eat meat and drink wine. So why, by Suda HaMafsekes, did Chazal make it worse than a Abel? Okay? Well, that's the question that bothered the tour. So the Hagois of Rav Baruch Tam on the tour says, I don't hear any question. Because Suda HaMafsekes is like Oinen. Is like Oinen. Mesim Mutal Lefanav. That's the Lashon that the Gemara uses. And Oinen can't eat meat and wine. So why are you comparing Suda HaMafsekes to Avil? If you just compare it to the right thing, your kash will be miyushev. So my answer is like 100%. In the Rambam's world, that's Mamash Baruch Tam. That's Mamash Baruch Tam. He got it. That's the answer, according to the Rambam. The thing is, the tour doesn't hold like the Rambam. The tour paskins like the Ramban in Hilchosan. And he says that really every oinin is Avil. The whole, he brings the whole Ramban, and he can't do Rechitza and Sicha and everything
he
like that.
Says
he brings the Ramban there. Mamash brings the Ramban. He says that the Din is like the Ramban, that he's also in all the things. And he brings from the Ramban that even a Oinin himself, before the Kvura, it's from B'Shem HaYerushalmi, is only forbidden to eat meat and wine if he is busy actually carrying the mace. But if there's katofim, if there's other people taking care, he can eat meat and wine even when he's oinen. Yeah? It's a special din when he's mamish, being oisik in the mace, mamish mutal lefanav, then he can't eat in the meal. But really, there's no general din that an oinen is aser bebasar v'yayin until the kavur. Really, he could if he's not being oisik in the mace, mamish. Oh, so Memela, I believe that's why the tour was bothered. The tour's kasha was, what is pshat in the Suda HaMafsekes? Suda HaMafsekes shouldn't be worse than the full Avelis. Even a full Avelis mamish is allowed to eat meat and wine. And also is really allowed to eat meat and wine. There's a special din that while the person is actually taking out the mace, so then he can't eat the meat and the wine. But why should it be so chomer? It really should be lapichu, because we paskin that Tisha B'Av is not even as great of a chomer as a oval even. We say only the isurim and not the essay. So we're more makel by Tisha B'Av than we are by a oval. So why are we saying such a chomer thing? That's why the Tur had the kasha. So the Tur gives a teretz. Zok the Tur, what's taka the reason that they allow a oval to eat meat and wine? Seems strange. It says the reason is to be menachem, because he's bitzar gadol. This is really a beferish gemara at the wine. The chiddush is that the Tur says it for the meat. The gemara says in Sanhedrin daf ayin loy niver yain elo nachem avil. It's menachem him. So he says by a person who has a avelus rechman alitzlan, so he's in such a big tzar, they need to menachem him. By the base of Mikdash is Pum Farker. We have to wake him up that he should be Bitzar. We don't need to be Menachem him. Okay? We don't have to be Menachem him now. So Memela Farker, we tell him don't eat the meat and the wine. That's what the Tur answers. Oh, now, based on
that's
this.
That's a very funny thing that the Tur says.
That's the Tur's Teretz. That's
the Tur's Teretz. The Tur holds.
Yes.
There's no
inyan
being
benachem
and
inyan. Oh, so
that's a very funny thing.
I'll tell you something. I want to mamish explain the Tur with something it says in the Urzarua. The Urzarua says that what is the pshat that we say nachem only starting at noon, right? We don't say nachem in the morning at Tisha B'Av. He says because there's a din. I think, does it say this in Mishnais and Pirkei Avos? He says, we're not menachem a person b'shash ha-mesoy muta lefanav.
Right.
We're not menachem somebody b'shash ha-mesoy muta lefanav. So he says, until noon, it's like the mace is muta lefanav. We can't give a person, we can't say nachem. Only after chatzos, it's like the mace of Mikdash already got destroyed and it's gone already. Then we could be menach. So it seemed to me that might gufa be the din that when he still has the mace mamish muta lefanav, taka we aren't menachem. But after he gave it to the katofim, then really there is already a level that we can be menachem. That's what I'm thinking. And that's gufa why the din is that he can't eat the meat and the wine while the mace is mamish muta lefanav. And as soon as he gives it to Katofim already, even though it's not the Iker Mitzvah of Menachem Avol now, but he's already a Bar Nechama. He's already a Bar Nechama, and Memela the Chazal already worrying for him that he should be able to be Menachem a little, that he should eat the Basar in the eye. That's how I understood the Tur's Halacha.
And then maybe he can sit on a chair then.
Well, I mean, a real level though.
But again, once you've lost a little of your Avelis, they do for that too.
Well, but I mean, but the din is that a oval the whole 7 days can't sit on a chair. I'm saying we know. I mean, it's a din of Shofar, the Gemara. He can't sit, an oval has to sit the whole 7 days on the ground.
Correct, but on Tisha B'Av maybe.
You're talking about Tisha B'Av now. Tisha. Okay,
yeah,
okay. Tefillin.
Right.
Tefillin.
Is that the reason?
Tefillin, the reason is because of
pear.
Because, yeah, of pear. So okay, so now so what comes out over here, that the Tur had a problem. Lishi Tosa, the problem of the Tur was I don't understand why we're being so machmer on the Asura Mafsekes not to eat meat and wine. What are you going to tell me? Because he's like a Einin. Yeah, but an Einin really also is somebody who's allowed to eat meat and wine. It's only while he's mamish being Isaac in the mace. So why are we being machmer? So, and for the Tur, yeah, but what is the Vart? Why is it that when he's being Isaac in the mace, the din is he shouldn't eat the meat and wine? Because now there's no necham, right? Now it's not the time to be in Menachemim. So it's not the time to eat meat and wine. Chazal are not trying to make him happy. So on Tisha B'Av, the whole time, that's a Tur's thing, we're saying that the person should not be in a matzav of Nechama. Right? He should not be in the matzah of Nechama, and therefore we tell him, don't eat the meat and don't drink the wine. So, Oy Bezoy, if you cheshbin out according to the Tur, what should the din be once it becomes mamish Tisha B'Av night? Should he now eat meat and drink wine? I think no. For sure not. Because if Madach, Erev Tisha B'Av, by the Surah Mafsekes, were telling him no Nechama, then Avada at the night of Tisha B'Av is definitely no Nechama. It's only getting more Chamer, not more Kal. So Memela, according to the Tur, Avada the Din is, I would say, like the Kaf HaChaim. That the Din is that he should not drink the wine, because it's the same svara why the Chazal made it by the Surah Hamafsekes that he shouldn't eat the meat and wine, because really a oval shouldn't ever be eating meat and wine. It's just for nechama, and here where there's no Indian of nechama, we leave it with the Isser Basar Yain. That same svara applies to Tisha B'Av itself. Oh, well, yeah, maybe somebody could say after Chatzais, when it's not considered, and we do in Nechama, maybe after Chatzais, according to the Torah, maybe you can make Abdullah and wine up. Maybe. Right. I hear that. After. But you know, maybe not, because according to the Goin, anything which is a din, you can't make a chiluk of Chatzais. So if the Torah would say that din of the Gemara goes through Tisha B'Av, then maybe you're not allowed to stop at Chatzais. It could be. Okay, so that's the maskon of the whole thing. That according to the Rambam, the din of Basar Yain is only by Surah Mafsekes, because only then he's oinin. And that's what Rabbi Tam really said. And therefore, once it's Tisha B'Av, he's a oval, and a dinim switch, that he's mutter b'Basar Yain. So mele paskin that you should make havdol and wine. Mashenkin, if you go with the Ramban in the tour, that the pshat is it's all one big thing, And the Iker is really Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av itself is like this Madrega. And here we don't have the reason to be Matir the Basar V'Yayin, because we don't have the Nechama part. So, Memela, he would say that you should not eat meat and wine. Okay. Right. We should be Yaitza with this, learning the Halachas, and we should be Zoicha to Nechama B'Kiflai.
Amen.
You know, the Chazon Ish, he held you can learn me.
2 weeks.
For two weeks.
Two Tuesdays, no shir.
2 weeks, no shir.
Yeah. Usually I go 1 week, but this time my brothers make a chasana the other week, Tuesday night.
Chazon Ish held you, you're allowed to learn me.
He held you
can learn
me.
Anything?
Or,
these things.
Only Chazon Ish stuff.
You're saying at least you should be able to work Chazanish on those things.
Yeah, that's not kind of, no, hard. That's fun.
It's not fun. Yeah, yeah. Funny.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Is that new shirt? No. Clean. I was wondering.
Whether it's possible.